On the line this morning with Heather Kenyon from the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo. Heather, of course, a lake effect snow with us here in western New York. First, give us an update. What happened overnight around the area?
Yeah, so we had a lake effect snow band over the north towns and the Buffalo airport overnight. So it dropped about 2 to maybe 3 inches overnight. But now the band has settled further south and is currently across the south towns, southern Erie into western Wyoming counties, and then also northern Chautauqua and northwest Cattaraugus counties this morning. That snow band is going to remain nearly stationary through the morning commute and into the early afternoon before headed south towards the southern tier later today.
So who's been getting the most snow so far when we talk not just about Buffalo but all the way down to the Pennsylvania state line?
Yeah, so far it's mainly been northern, far northern Chautauqua County, and then into the south towns. And with that band remaining nearly stationary for the rest of the morning, they're going to pick up 1 to 2 inches per hour. So we could see overall average 4 to 7 inches with upwards to a foot of snow.
Wow, okay. That most certainly is impressive. At the same time, I see the lake effect snow warning does cover a larger area, including the city of Buffalo, but it sounds like it's generally going to stay south of at least downtown Buffalo. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's generally going to stay south of the city. However, the band may just brush up against the city, so like the southern portion of the city and into some of the north towns. This morning, however, the center of the band is going to mainly stay across the south towns, including Orchard Park, Hamburg, and Elma.
You know, Heather, when I got on the line this morning, it's been so long since I've had to call you guys, I forgot the number, and I had to go research for it. And I'm just curious about that. Does that mean that we've had a mild winter so far in terms of a snowfall here in western New York?
Well, December we were near average with the Christmas, day after Christmas
right.
Snow. However, most of January has been dry for us with snowfall. We're about 15 inches or so below normal for mid-January. However, we'll catch up this week because we have snow in the forecast almost every day with actually below normal temperatures headed into next weekend.
So don't go make any plans for an early spring just yet.
No, not yet.
Heather Kenyon of the National Weather Service, as always, thanks very much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.